الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 113 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah The prayer of Attar's successor O Lord of the Prophet Whoever reads or listens to the 20-page booklet 113 statements from the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, grant them love of the awliya and ability to emulate their saintly examples. I also ask you to protect their faith. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, declared, Whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and evening will receive my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The excellences of sacred knowledge and Islamic scholars have been described in Quran and Ahadith. This leads us to not only to love, knowledge and the Islamically knowledgeable, but also kindles passion within us to act upon the words of the latter. By doing so, we better our worldly lives and matters of the hereafter. Amongst the famous scholars of contemporary times is Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and countless Muslims have reformed their ways by his efforts. A selection of his beautiful statements are compiled in this booklet. The listener is exhorted to look at the said statements closely, try to act upon and convey them to others. Insha'Allah, you will gain profound blessings. Number 1. It is incorrect to wish for your parents to love you more than your siblings. Yet you can wish for them to love you a lot. To achieve this, one should fulfill every permissible task for them immediately and serve them wholeheartedly. Number 2. Consider the circumstances at hand and take permission when you want to ask a scholar a question. If he declines, do not be displeased. Number 3. Love of being praised is not a commendable trait. It is an ailment of the heart, and a person can fall into many sins due to it. Number 4. One should praise Allah upon sneezing. There is no harm in suppressing the sound by placing a tissue or a handkerchief upon the mouth. Rather, this is a good practice. Number 5. One should be pleased with the way Allah created him. Fair skin is not a necessity for beauty. Number 6. The person who shows love for all, gives importance to each individual, and honors every person accordingly, will be everybody's favorite. Number 7. If a person sins, he should fear lest Allah is displeased with him. If he has the honor of performing a good deed, he should fear concerning its acceptance or non-acceptance. Number 8. If someone criticizes you, rather than being angry with him and mentioning him badly in front of others, be patient. Send him a gift, in fact. Hatred will disappear and love will increase through this. Number 9. One should worship profusely whilst young. Strenuous worship is difficult in old age. There is neither the strength nor resolve of youth. Number 10. Troubling one's parents is a cause of loss in this world as well as in the hereafter. Number 11. Acts of cleanliness carried out with the intention of acting upon the sunnahs of purification are rewardable. Number 12. The successful intellectual is he who uses his intellect to obey Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 13. Considering any act of disobedience to Allah as minor renders it an enormity. Number 14. If anyone does a favor, completes a task, or felicitates ease for us, we should show gratitude by saying thank you, Jazakallahu khair. Number 15. Listening to parents is a form of thankfulness for their favors. Number 16. Visas for foreign countries should only be obtained through completely truthful statements. Number 17. Letting the tongue loose upon Sunni scholars can endanger one's faith. Number 18. Devotees of the Messenger of Allah should clothe their daughters in full-sleeved and feminine attire. Number 19. If Allah bestows any status upon us, we should be humble, so we can be gentle to those around us. Whenever we begin to become harsh, we should think, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam behave this way with the companions rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in? In this way, our character will improve, insha'Allah. Number 20. Everyone who holds a position should think, Allah has granted me this status and He can take it away from me at any moment. In this manner, he should remain fearful of Allah's hidden plan. Number 21. Whoever receives multiple blessings should think, what if the recompense of my good deeds is given to me in this world and I do not benefit from them in the hereafter? Number 22. Every sinner should hope in the mercy of Allah, whilst every pious person should fear the fact Allah is free from need. Number 23. If, to the fullest extent, one remembers Allah is watching, this reality will help him avoid sin. Number 24. Bring joy to the hearts of children by allowing them to choose their favorite clothes, as long as there is nothing opposing Islamic law, such as pictures of living creatures or issues relating to quality. Insha'Allah, you will be rewarded for bringing happiness to them and they will enjoy wearing them. Number 25. Fear of Allah should also be cultivated in the hearts of children. Number 26. Some things should not be told to children, such as a child's sin not being recorded, etc. Knowing this may make them reckless and can lead to Satan taking them astray. Children begin acts of worship when there is fear of Allah in their hearts. Number 27. If only we are successful in subduing our nafs before we die. Number 28. A masjid is a place of worship. Playing around with a mobile phone inside one is deprivation itself. Number 29. The heart becomes sullied due to sins. It is purified by recital of the Quran, remembrance of death, fear of Allah, and crying in love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 30. Calamities are averted by remaining in ablution. Number 31. Drivers should drive their vehicles in the state of ablution. Number 32. Nowadays, few people know the correct method of performing ablution. They do not complete the obligatory acts. Even if they do, they leave the sunnah actions. We will only receive the blessings of ablution if it is performed correctly. Number 33. By way of exaggeration, I must have told my daughter 100 times to listen to her father-in-law and mother-in-law, considering them her parents. Likewise, I tell my maternal grandchildren to comply with their paternal grandparents wholeheartedly. Number 34. Serving pious elders certainly bears fruit. Number 35. Allah being pleased is the greatest bounty. He will admit into paradise whoever He is pleased with. Number 36. The method of being steadfast in performing good deeds is to ask Allah for steadfastness. strive to incline the heart to acts of righteousness, even if it has no longing for them. Insha'Allah, the heart will follow suit. One should also continue to read the virtues of good deeds. Number 37. A gathering of Quranic recital or poetry extolling the Prophet should be arranged on a child's birthday. Music, mixing of men and women, and clapping should be completely avoided. Only that should be done which pleases Allah. Number 38. Whoever is travelling to perform Hajj or Umrah should be congratulated. It should be said, "May Allah accept your journey. May He protect you from disrespectful people and allow you to have utmost manners for where you visit. Pray for me. Present my salam to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the Shaykhain, our masters Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Please also convey my salam to the people of Baqi and Mataf, etc. Number 39. Whoever has firm intention of losing weight should have a lipid profile, cholesterol and sugar tests performed first and gradually try to lose weight every month. Number 40. If you are cautious of sugar, fat, etc. in your youth, your old age will pass well. Avoiding these in old age is very important. Number 41. The habit of chewing betel leaf with and without tobacco is tantamount to spending money to become ill. Number 42. The best remedy for obesity is exercise and avoiding overeating. Number 43. Medicine can be acquired from a doctor but not cure. It is only if Allah wills that the medicine will become a means of cure. Number 44. An unwell person is shaded by Allah's mercy. Number 45. Along with taking medicine, pray to Allah to become well. Number 46. Rather than taking medicine of your own choice, take the advice of doctor. Number 47. If no cure manifests or pain increases from the treatment of a herbalist, homeopathist, doctor or hospital, remain patient. Without true need, informing others whilst mentioning someone's name is not a rewardable act. Rather, there is a danger of falling into sins, such as backbiting and disheartening others, etc. Number 48. The maladies of sin are more dangerous than bodily illnesses. Number 49. No illness is without cure, yet doctors have not been able to identify cures for many of them. Number 50. One should focus his hope in Allah's mercy and not a doctor. The latter may provide many good treatment, but well-being is only attained if Allah wills. Number 51. As much as possible, it is appropriate to take treatment from a single doctor, as he knows your bodily condition. If you change them, each will start treating you from afresh, and you may fall into difficulties. Number 52. If massaged with any type of oil, the soles of the feet will remain soft, be protected from cracking, and lead to an increase in mental faculties. This is because the soles are connected to the brain. Number 53. Make a habit of drinking 12 glasses of water daily. You will not suffer from constipation and your skin will remain soft. Water is drunk less in winter as a result, causing issues like constipation and dry skin. Number 54. Safar is a blessed month. The death anniversaries of many great pious elders occur in it. Number 55. Most people overeat. Doing this hardens the heart. Number 56. Sugar is sweet poison. Number 57. Eat less to gain strength for worship. Number 58. Jaggery tea is good. I drink it myself. Number 59. A healthy person should have a lipid profile blood test every 92 days. Number 60. Avoid placing hot food in plastic plates. Number 61. Practitioners of traditional medicine and physicians should be empathic with patients. Number 62. The cure for every illness is in litanies and invocations. Number 63. Start being cautious with what you eat and drink during your youth, so you suffer less in old age. Number 64. There is well-being in avoiding kebabs and samosas. Number 65. 80% of illnesses are from eating to a full stomach. Number 66. Smoking is very damaging and can increase the risk of tuberculosis. Smokers also go on to face steep difficulty in old age, so make sure to stay far away from cigarettes. Number 67. Be patient upon wounds, illness, anxiety, a lack of sleep, poverty, and every type of bodily and financial loss. As you persevere, avoid making these apparent to others without a reason. You will attain glad tidings of forgiveness. Number 68. Drinking water immediately after eating is medically harmful. In particular, the habit of consuming cold drinks after eating is extremely damaging. Number 69. Kachi lassi made with milk and lemon sikanjabi are two drinks especially beneficial in summer. Number 70. Exercise is a means of avoiding many illnesses. Number 71. A remedy for joint pains. Take a piece of okra, split it from top to bottom, and soak it in a vessel of water for at least 12 hours. Take it out and squeeze all its water into the same vessel. Drink this water and your joint pain will be alleviated, inshallah. Number 72. Keeping long hair is sunnah. Children should also be made to do this. My advice is they keep their hair up to half the ear, neither to the bottom of the ear or the shoulders. Number 73. Trees are beneficial for people's health. They work for humanity. It is helpful to them around the home. Number 74. When the sun is rising or setting, staying in sunlight for 20 or 25 minutes is advantageous for both young and old. Number 75. When carrots are in season, eating one daily provides benefits for eyesight. Number 76. It is said the most nutritious fruit is apple. Number 77. Eating one or two cloves from a bulb of garlic first thing in the morning lowers cholesterol and alleviates toothache. Number 78. If eating raw garlic leaves a bad smell in the mouth, chewing carom seeds removes it. Number 79. There is no need to peel ginger. Use it with its skin. Number 80. It is better to not eat and regret than to eat and regret. Number 81. Eating 7 figs daily alleviates back pain. Number 82. Do not put hot food stuff in plastic tableware, as chemicals must mix into the food due to this and can damage your health. Number 83. Grilling fish on coals is best. Fish dishes are also good for health. Frying reduces their benefits. Number 84. According to medical research, those who eat less live longer. Number 85. Cucumber should be consumed with its skin, which is also valuable for health. Number 86. Return home and sleep within 2 hours of the Isha Salah congregation at your local masjid. Number 87. Whenever you begin to perform ablution, recall the corresponding intention in this manner. I will make ablution, i.e. wudu, to act upon Allah's command. Number 88. Stay away from social media. It wastes much time and carries strong probability causing sin. Number 89. If a wife makes her husband happy whilst intending to please Allah by doing so, this action is considered an act of worship. Number 90. One solution for domestic issues is for one of the two sides to be patient. Number 91. A person falls into many sins due to anger. This is why dealing with and remedying it is vitally important. For this purpose, read Maktabatul Madina's booklet, Cure for Anger. Number 92. Older people should not mention their illnesses unnecessarily. Number 93. Taking part in itikaf conducted in the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami is an excellent means of becoming pious. Number 94. I love the Arab people as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was Arab. Number 95. The beauty of one's face is increased by remaining in ablution. May Allah grant us the light of righteous deeds. Number 96. Imams who lead prayer should recite the supplication after salah in a lower voice, as many people are still praying then. Number 97. When a mindset is formed to acquire rewards for piety and one becomes passionate about this, performing voluntary acts of worship alongside the obligatory becomes easy. Number 98. The way to subdue the nafs is to oppose its demands. Number 99. We should only take on an amount of work which we can handle and not become embarrassed. Number 100. There is no book of spiritual wayfaring which does not mention the virtues of hunger. Number 101. May Allah grant us such well-being by which we gain strength for worship. Number 102. Recite the entire Quran in Ramadan. Set aside at least 1 hour daily for the recital of the Quran. Number 103. No book of spiritual wayfaring is devoid of the excellences of silence. Number 104. Unnecessary glances here and there are not good. In fact, avoiding these with a good intention is rewardable. Number 105. It is not necessary to wear new clothes on Eid. According to the Sunnah, one can also wear sewn old clothes that have been washed. Number 106. There is no longer a tendency to treat children with affection and compassion. This trend is not good. Number 107. One should treat children with love and affection, understanding this to be sunnah and rewardable. Number 108. Alhamdulillah, I have natural affinity in showing love to children. Number 109. Every moment is precious for a Muslim. Save them from being wasted. Number 110. The truly wealthy person is he who performs righteousness. Number 111. Children should be taught short and easy to memorize hadith. They should also be told stories of the pious. This will encourage them towards goodness. Number 112. If an animal is in pain, it is rewardable to help them. Number 113. Whether minor or major, any sin can cast a person into hellfire. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.